It's CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Two paramedics convicted of negligent homicide after they forcibly gave an unarmed black man ketamine may get a new trial. CPR's Allison Cherry explains.
The two former Aurora Fire Rescue paramedics arrived on the scene after Elijah McClain was already detained by police and on the ground face first. He had committed no crime. Without evaluating his condition, they administered a large dose of ketamine for his body weight because they concluded he was suffering from, quote, excited delirium. The Court of Appeals ruled on Tuesday that the 2023 homicide convictions of both men would have to be retried because the judge didn't properly advise the jury. The state attorney general's office says they will appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A beloved cabin has burned down behind Aspen Mountain. CPR's Stina Sieg reports that Grant's Cabin, as it was known, was a gathering place for skiers and other backcountry users.
The massive flames consuming Grant's Cabin were visible from Aspen Mountain's sun deck Saturday morning. According to Aspen's fire department, more than 30 emergency responders worked for about 2 hours to keep the fire from spreading. Grant Timroth built the 400-square-foot structure in 1988. He was later evicted after the land was determined to belong to Pitkin County. But the cabin remained a popular hangout spot for locals. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's 9:06, and you're listening to CPR News.